We're seeing horrific images of the toll the pandemic is taking around the world, and that includes Ecuador, where bodies have piled up in the streets. Among Latin American countries, only Brazil has more infections and deaths. Our next guest is watching what's happening in Ecuador closely. Debbie Mujarcel Powell is a Democratic congresswoman from Miami. She was born in Ecuador, and she joins us now. Congresswoman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Tanya.
You're actually from the hardest hit parts of Ecuador, and we've seen those devastating pictures of bodies in the streets because the morgues are full. It really is terrible. This has to be extremely distressing to see.
Yes, Tanya. And, you know, it's been heartbreaking. And it's also, there's a feeling of helplessness from my side, because even though I was born in Guayaquil, and I have family, I have friends, and thank goodness they're safe, they're healthy, they have been following the guidelines of staying at home and social distancing. I have a district here in Miami-Dade County and Monroe County where I have thousands and thousands of people that are in desperate need for assistance. We have the highest rate of cases of COVID-19 in the entire state. So the feeling of helplessness that I have to focus first on my community here in Florida, but knowing that Guayaquil and the people that I know in Ecuador have been asking for help has been heartbreaking.
Yes. And tell us a little bit more about what's happening there. I mean, we know how relentless this disease can be, but can you shed light on why this is happening? Is the pandemic just too much for Ecuador's healthcare system?
Yes. When you start in a country, it's a developing country. We had Correa, who really depleted the reserves in Ecuador, and Lenin Moreno, the current president, came in just trying to start from zero, trying to build credibility in the world. He's traveled to the United States, where Ecuador has a history of a very close relationship with the U.S., but under Correa, the relationship was broken. So trying to build credibility, trying to bring investments into the country, trying to build that health infrastructure, and then to be hit by this pandemic, the country was just not ready. And imagine with a community that has a high level of poverty. In Guayaquil, it's a highly populated, dense city. It's a port city. There's a lot of travel in and out of Guayaquil. And they suspect that the cases came in from Ecuadorians that had been living in Europe or had been traveling to Europe. And when they came in, it just took them aback. They were not prepared. And when you have these areas where they don't have access to fresh water for them to wash their hands, they don't have access to a hospital, to a doctor, the virus spread very quickly, and they didn't have the infrastructure to support the spread of COVID.
You mentioned just the devastation of the coronavirus where you are. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida announced this plan to reopen some businesses on Monday. That excludes some of the hardest hit areas like yours, like Miami-Dade. But do you think that that's a good idea?
We have so many problems right now in the state of Florida. Like I mentioned earlier, Miami-Dade County we are the epicenter of COVID-19. We are close to 12,000 cases. We have surpassed 300 deaths in the county, and we don't have the information whether that's an accurate count or not. There are people that have not received any sort of relief through their unemployment request. The state has failed in many instances. They failed to close down public spaces early on, and that's why we've seen such a high rise in cases. I think that any plan to reopen in the state of Florida is premature. It's irresponsible. We have not hit our peak in many places here in the state of Florida. And we don't have the testing kits that we need at this time to understand how many people have this virus and be able to also have that contact trace in place before we can safely, slowly start reopening our economy here in the state of Florida.
Are there any steps to make that happen? We know that other states have received an influx of test kits. Is that anywhere in the near future for Florida?
So the problem is that there has been such a block in communication with the governor's office. They have time and time again assured us that we would have enough test kits, that they had the supplies that they needed. But then I get calls from different elected officials in my district saying that they don't have enough test kits. Now, we just passed in Congress last week the emergency relief bill, including an additional $25 billion to expand test kits. The problem has been that we have not seen that national coordination. There really has been a huge failure by the administration and also our governor. We need better, and I know that we can do better. And it's taken some of our congressional delegation to coordinate amongst ourselves to provide the equipment, the test kits, and just the information and the resources for our communities.
Congresswoman Debbie Mucarcel Powell is a Democrat from Miami, talking about her home country of Ecuador and Miami, devastated by the coronavirus. Congresswoman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Tanya.